This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got a series we run every other Monday about some of the peculiarities of the global economy that you, the listening public, have been curious about. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brainwork and blatant.
With that, we now turn to the number one selling product offered by the H.J. Heinz Company out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which, assuming its merger plans go through, will soon become part of the Kraft Heinz Company. It is ketchup, yes, no prizes for guessing that. But I'm talking here specifically about those little 9-gram ketchup packets that you get at fast food places. Heinz says it sells about 11 billion of them a year. Our question today came from listener Callie Denhire via Marketplace's Dan Weissman. Here you go.
Callie asked,
I've always wondered how they decided to make ketchup packets the size that they are.
And I thought I knew why she asked.
One is never enough.
Right, exactly.
And let's be honest, that's just one problem. Here's Rich Cohen. He's a writer.
You can't open them. You got to use your teeth, and then you squeeze it out. You never get enough, and it gets all over your hands.
In other words, there's a bigger question here. Why are ketchup packets so awful? And Rich Cohen thinks his grandpa Ben played a role. Ben Eisenstadt ran a diner across from the Brooklyn Naval Yard in the 30s and 40s. It boomed during World War II, then went bust when all the sailors went home. Time for a new business.
And he had this idea that he should package tea.
Ben had worked in a tea packing plant as a kid, knew how the machines worked. He bought a machine to make tea bags, installed it in the empty diner, and quickly found that this had been a terrible idea. Too much competition.
So he didn't know what to do. He's sort of out of money, completely out of ideas, and goes out to a meal at Cookies in Brooklyn with my grandma, Betty. And he's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And she said, why don't you package sugar?
She had worked with Ben in the diner, cleaned up the bowls that people had dipped spoons into. Gross. Ben reconfigured the teabag machine to make sugar packets. It was the first modern food service packet. Later, he packaged other things, duck sauce, soy sauce. Rich's theory?
The platonic form of all the packets is that original teabagging machine turned into a sugar machine in the Cumberland Diner.
People who have worked in the food service packet engineering world for decades said, this is as good a theory as any. They confirm Ben Eisenstadt invented the sugar packet, and that was the first one. The size could be a remnant. Descendants of Grandpa Ben's teabag machine now churn out more than 8,000 ketchup packets a minute in the Red Gold factory near Indianapolis. Red Gold has packed tomatoes since 1942. Later, the company expanded into ketchup. Dave Halt came in 17 years ago to help crack the food service market. He asked customers what they wanted.
It became very clear that they wanted to buy their ketchup packets in a particular size. Still haven't quite figured out how they, you know, decided that 9-gram was the exact size that was needed.
Did you ask? Like, so why 9 grams?
Well, we did. And it was the typical answer, well, that's the size we've always bought. And that's the size that they've always come in.
Red Gold offers 7-gram packets and 11-gram packets, but there is very little demand. Also, there's this.
The actual cost of the package is really more than the 9 grams of ketchup that's inside.
Keeping moisture and oxygen from getting in, keeping highly acidic ketchup from eating its way out, not easy, not cheap. And it's not that nobody has tried to design a better ketchup packet.
There was a time where McDonald's was hiring every design firm under the sun.
That's Jeremy Alexis. He worked for one of those design firms. This is about a dozen years ago. McDonald's wanted innovation, improvements. So, the way designers do, Jeremy and the others spent a lot of time observing exactly how people used McDonald's products. That meant riding around with moms on the go, getting drive-through, and talking on the phone.
At the same time, the kids would be yelling, I want the food now, I need it now. So they'd be handing the food back all at the same time.
Ketchup everywhere.
The designer would say, I've got it. This is the moment. I've been waiting for this. This is the aha moment. I'm going to go and redesign ketchup packets.
Jeremy and his colleagues brought a lot of new ketchup packet designs to McDonald's leadership. He says it was like lambs being led to the slaughter every time.
The executive said, no, we're not going to do your new ketchup packet.
Because the new packet would cost more. McDonald's gives ketchup packets away. Each one might cost a nickel, and this is a nickel and dime business. Then, in 2010, after years of effort, Heinz actually did introduce a new ketchup packet. the Dip and Squeeze, three times as big, cool design, won a Package of the Year award. Wall Street Journal headline, old ketchup packet heads for trash. Nope. Dip and Squeeze costs more than three times as much. Operators worry teenage clerks would still pass them out by the handful. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.